This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. All praise is due to Allah, the Exalted. We praise Him. We seek His help, His guidance, and His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evils within ourselves and the evils of our sins. Whomsoever Allah guides, there is no misguidance for him. And whomever He rightfully causes to be led astray, there is no guidance for him. And I bear witness that there's no deity worthy of worship except Allah alone. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace be upon him, is his servant and final messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the noble Quran what is translated as, O you who believe, be conscious of Allah as he deserves, for he is the creator. Be conscious of Allah as He deserves in public and in private amongst Muslims and non-Muslims. Whether you are with friends or family or strangers, be conscious of Allah wherever you are and give Him His right as is His right as the Creator and do not die except in a state of submission. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to live upon that and to allow us to die upon La ilaha illallah. We welcome you for the first time in 3 months to this masjid's first khutbah since March. And we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this blessing. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we are optimistic. And yet we are cautious, we are safe, we are watchful, we are alert. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us amongst the grateful. Allahumma ja'alna min ash-shakirin. Allahumma ameen. There are challenges and no doubt many challenges that some are experiencing more than others. And many have experienced during these times. Some people have experienced challenges and trials in their health. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all and our loved ones shifa. Some have lost loved ones. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept them as shuhada, as martyrs. Allahumma ameen. Some have been tested in their livelihood, in their income. Some have been tested with their children. Some have been tested in their faith. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us resilient, enduring, and reward us for our patience. Allahumma ameen. Allahumma ameen. We have experienced a most unique Ramadan, a most unique Eid, a Ramadan in which many people realized they could do more from within their homes than they previously thought. A Ramadan in which Taraweeh was revived and Qiyam was revived in the homes all around the world, unlike any other time we have seen during our lifetimes. And the question is, what did we do during the most severe part of the lockdown? What were we doing when we had the opportunity to do more? Did we take advantage? Did we pass this test as it is still being unfolded? The lockdown is still in place in many different ways, in many different places. But we put in effort and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward us. There will be a day in which many of us will look back and remember this prayer right here. There will be a day in which we will look back and remember, inshallah, in coming weeks and months, the prayers in the masajid with the gaps in between. And this brings me to the main point of the short reminder today, and I have to keep it short, inshallah. The topic of and the reminder of gratitude and freedom. Ash-shukr wal-hurriya. How are these two intertwined? I'll mention 3 points very briefly, inshallah. Gratitude and freedom. The first is gratitude for the blessing of being able to worship freely in this country. Being able to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without conditions. Being able throughout our lives to pray in the masajid whenever we wanted. And yet, how often did we take advantage of that blessing? We saw during COVID-19, and we see even today, the restrictions upon us. There is no blessing you have in this world that is permanent. And so the wise believer and the grateful believer sees the opportunity of freedom as a blessing that is not lasting, but one that must be taken advantage of today. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us grateful for the masajid long after this pandemic is lifted, long after the lockdowns are lifted all around the world. When we talk about the freedom to pray in the masajid and the gratitude we should have for praying in the masajid, we reflect, number one, on appreciation for the masajid after COVID-19 as well. How many of us will come back and find sakina and raha just sitting in the musalla, just sitting in between prayers, listening to khawatir, enjoying the programs here, connecting socially in this blessed ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us amongst those who are sincere to our claim that we missed the masajid, so that when this lockdown is lifted, we are back in the masajid regularly. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep our hearts attached to His houses. Allahumma ameen. And the second reflection with regards to the masajid, think about the brothers and sisters all around the world who are oppressed for saying La ilaha illallah and do not have access to masajid because they believe in Allah. And it is not because of COVID-19 that they cannot pray in a masjid. It is because of their Islam. And when they hear the entire world, the entire ummah talking about their sadness with regards to the closing of the masajid during this pandemic, they say, what about us throughout the year and throughout many years and decades, wishing to just pray? In some places in East Turkestan, in the concentration camps, they've told us, many of the refugees and survivors, that if we were to pray, even sitting on a chair, barely making any movements, that person would disappear. That person would be taken. Wearing the hijab is forbidden. Appearing as a Muslim is forbidden. How many of us living in a land like this appreciate that we have the blessing to practice Islam as we want? And yet we see, unfortunately, many of our youth and many adults as well, sadly, losing their identity, or rather losing their religiosity over time, living in a land with many options, living in a land in which we have the freedom to choose. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to be appreciative and grateful for the blessing of Islam and the ability to practice Islam. And we reflect on those who are kicked out of their homes and those who are oppressed for saying La ilaha illallah, wishing to be in our shoes, wishing to be able to wear the hijab, wishing to be able to pray in the houses of Allah. May Allah make us grateful and allow us to work for their cause. Allahumma ameen. Number two, we reflect today on the blessing of health, afiyah, and the blessing of loved ones. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to preserve our health and to preserve our loved ones. Allahumma ameen. Many of our community members have passed away during this pandemic, and some have passed away right before this pandemic. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept them as shuhada. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to elevate their ranks and to grant their families patience. Allahumma ameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep their families patient so they are rewarded as well. Allahumma ameen. And we are reminded that whatever you have of health, it is not guaranteed. And whatever we have of relationships and family members and loved ones, it is not guaranteed. Everything belongs to Allah and everything returns to Allah. And that reality, the reality of our mortality, the reality that we will return to Allah, is one we cannot forget, especially during this pandemic. Inna lillah, we belong to Allah, wa inna ilayhi raji'un, and to Him is our inevitable return. The more we are attached to our privileges and blessings without utilizing them, without cherishing them, without cherishing relationships, without asking Allah for the preservation of our health and our families and our loved ones, the more we lose out on the blessing of gratitude thereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us grateful. And there's one ayah that perfectly summarizes all of the different types of trials during this pandemic. The ayah we hear often, and the one we'll recite in the prayer as well, inshallah. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that we will be tested in different ways, through fear and the loss of loved ones, the loss of agriculture and food and so on and so forth. And give glad tidings to those who are patient. Who are the patients? They are those who say, to Allah we belong and to Him is our return. And the last point, inshallah, is gratitude with regards to safety and security. How many of us are grateful for the ability to live without worrying about our lives ending due to injustice and oppression around us? But how many of us are truly safe, regardless of your skin color, regardless of a person's background, ethnically, their language, even around us, people's religions. When we are living in a society, especially today, and we are commemorating this, Juneteenth, for those who do not know, the 19th of June, the oldest celebration of the end of slavery in this country. And yet, as we talk about freedom, one type of freedom was, or rather one type of slavery was disguised and replaced with another form of systemic racism, one that is embedded in the policies of this country. And if you are not aware, you must be made aware. If you are not aware, watch the documentaries, do the research, talk to people, because this is part of what is happening today to a big part of the population, and it affects every single one of us. And so when you see something like the prison industrial complex or police brutality significantly affecting the black community more than anyone else in this country, we cannot remain silent as Muslims, and we will refuse to remain silent as Muslims, because any type of injustice in every time and every place affects us as Muslims and requires us to step up to the plate. That is a part of our belief system. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us amongst those who are working for the end of oppression and the end of injustice in this country, and to make us amongst those who are actively part of the solution rather than standing on the sidelines. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us amongst the people of justice. They are people that are beloved to Allah. وَأَقْسِطُوا. Be just. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُقْسِطِينَ. Allah loves those who are just. And the greatest freedom, and I will end on this note with the first khutbah, the greatest freedom beyond all worldly freedoms is to be free and liberated of all worldly desires, to be liberated of being shackled by social, secular trends and the worship of one's hawa, one's desire, and rather submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Freedom is to liberate yourself from the expectations of the creation and to submit to the expectations of the Creator. Because those who are free by worshipping Allah in this world, in the next life, they will express gratitude, and they are the only people who express gratitude. When the people of Jannah enter Jannah, may Allah make us all amongst them. I want you to reflect as we came out of our homes today, and as the lockdowns are lifted in coming months, inshallah, at a quicker pace. As people come out and reunite, inshallah, in good places like this, we want to imagine and hope for and pray for and work for the day in which we come out of the graves, the day in which we are standing before our Lord, the day in which we are given an ease into paradise. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst the people of Jannah. And as the people of Jannah enter Jannah, their first words are the words of gratitude. Alhamdulillahi alladhi sadaqana wa'ada. Praise be to the one who fulfilled his promise to us. Alhamdulillahi alladhi hadana li hadha wa ma kunna linahtadiya lawla an hadana Allah. Praise be to the one who guided us to this. Without him, we would not be guided. Alhamdulillahi alladhi adhhab 'anna al-hazan. Praise be to the one who lifted this difficulty from us. If you are free in this world by worshipping Allah alone, then you will enter Jannah. May Allah make us amongst the people of Jannah saying the words of praise. Gratitude and freedom are intertwined. And the people who are truly free are grateful for clarity, are grateful for light, and they empower others to also achieve that gratitude and freedom. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst the people of Jannah, make us truly free, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us to the highest levels of Jannah. Allahumma ameen. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum fastaghfiruh innahu huwal ghafurur rahim. Alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man walah. Inna allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. My dear brothers and sisters, this pandemic has been a wake-up call for so many people around the world. It has been a reminder of the shortness of life, our mortality as human beings, a reminder that we are not here to waste time. We are not here without purpose. أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. We are reminded that our lives will soon come to an end. So work hard, strive hard, cherish the people in your life. Be active towards causes of good. We are reminded that the one who wants Jannah, let them compete for Jannah. وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. Let those who want to see the face of Allah in the next life be free in this life of worldly shackles, of the expectations of the creation. Let those who want to enter Jannah in the highest levels be consistent in their worship of Allah and gratitude to Allah throughout the year. Look at how quickly life changes. Look at how quickly the world changed. Look at how the economies of the world came to their knees with something we cannot see with the naked eye. We are reminded that no phase of life is permanent. لَتَرْكَبُنَّ طَبَقًا عَنْ طَبَقٍ. Every one of us will go through stage after stage after stage. So my brothers and sisters, do not become attached to any stage of life, realizing that as the moment comes, it will go. As something is there, it will leave. Cherish it while it is there. Be grateful for it. Take advantage of the blessing and show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that your sight is beyond the dunya and you're looking at your true purpose. This is a time for people to wake up and for us to allow others and empower others to be optimistic, to be productive, to think about others, to think about the ummah, to think about the community beyond just the family, and to be attached to the houses of Allah. وَفِي ذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to continue working hard for Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lift this trial from around the world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on our brothers and sisters and accept them as shuhada, those who died due to this pandemic. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relieve this nation and all the nations of around the world of any type of racism, any type of oppression, any type of injustice. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all amongst the people of justice. Stay active, stay connected, stay alert, stay safe, and stay grateful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst the grateful, and may Allah forgive us for all of our sins, the major and the minor, the ones that we remember, the ones that we forgot. Allahumma ighfir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat. Allahumma ighfir li walidina wa li walidi walidina. Allahumma ya muqallib al qulubi wal absar, thabbit qulubana ala dinik. Allahumma ahdina wahdi bina waj'alna sababan liman ihtada. Allahumma arzuqna al huda wat tuqa wal afafa wal ghina. اللهم ارفع عنا البلاء والوباء. اللهم ارفع عنا البلاء والوباء. اللهم ارفع عنا البلاء والوباء يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصر المسلمين المستضعفين في كل مكان. اللهم انصر المسلمين المستضعفين في كل مكان. اللهم انصر المسلمين المستضعفين في كل مكان. يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. وأقم الصلاة.